Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board and join in the dialogue and discussion. We're going to be talking about today the Twitter files. Perhaps you've heard about the Twitter files. In fact, Tucker Carlson said it's the biggest First Amendment violation in U.S. history. Another person stated, we've been Twitter-pated. And I believe we can understand what is being said there. May I remind you that the scripture is very, very clear in Proverbs 26:27. Whosoever diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. And the Democrats, the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Party called the Democrats, they've been digging the pit. They've been plowing, if you please, under every conservative, every Christian, every patriot, every Republican in sight. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm passionate about the issue today simply because we're watching and have been watching for over 3 years now the evisceration, the absolute demolishing, the destruction, the restriction of our religious liberties and our freedom of speech. And ladies and gentlemen, hear me well. If we lose the First Amendment, all of the other amendments are simply of no value whatsoever. Our founding fathers knew what they were doing when they gave us our Constitution and therein the Bill of Rights. And that first one, ladies and gentlemen, sets the stage for everything else. This First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting or an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. And ladies and gentlemen, for over 3 years, we've had that very thing take place. In fact, it's probably been more than 3 years because leading up to the 2016 election, we had major, major, major controls through social media, big tech, at the arm of the DOJ and the FBI and other federal agencies working behind the scenes to try to make sure that Hillary Clinton was elected president of the United States of America. It didn't work. Trump was an anomaly. And as a result of that, they were digging in the heels even more so. And during the past 3 years, especially under the Biden administration, with his socialist, Marxist, communist regime and his goal of eviscerating and destroying our Bill of Rights, we're watching now the unfurling, the unveiling, the revealing of what has literally been taking place with some of the social media and big tech. Not all of them, but Twitter. We'll talk about that on the broadcast today. Perhaps you have noticed and realized that for the past 3 years in particular, we the people, the citizens, the Christians, conservatives, and patriots, we've all been told to simply shut up, sit in the corner, be silent, see nothing, know nothing, say nothing, do nothing, and allow the thugs with badges to destroy our lives, our future, our faith, our families, and our freedom in America. I am ready, ladies and gentlemen, for there to be a switch to be flipped, if you will, and the direction and the trajectory being changed so that we will understand that there is a modicum of hope. There is a possibility of seeing light at the end of the tunnel. In Proverbs 29, verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I believe we've been in a state of mourning for several, several years now. Ladies and gentlemen, when we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, makes this statement. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further, in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. In Psalms 117:2, it says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. And so I commend the truth book to you, the truth of the word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, when we live in a society today where there's the evisceration of truth, there's the denial of truth, there's the censoring of truth, there's the elimination of truth, there's the total annihilation of anything that's called truth, we need to recognize there is a need to find and to secure and to hold on to truth. It was George Orwell, the secularist, that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We see that taking place today, perhaps as never before in the history of our great nation. Hatred, aminous, and absolute rejection and ridicule of any of us that speak the truth. The sad thing is, ladies and gentlemen, that I have found in some of the articles and documentation of what is believed about truth in America. I'm looking at an article, and I've touched on it before, a survey that finds that 55% of the 18 through 29-year-old age groups believe there's no such thing as absolute truth. 55% of that age group believe that a person determines their own version of truth, that there's no real absolute truth. And one article in that particular article, it says, the loss of truth has grave consequences for any community, for justice, a sense of purpose, and mental health. I'm not aware of any civilization that has abandoned the reality of truth to this extent and yet survived. And it goes on to say, the good news is that Americans still hold out hope that each person can make a difference. If there ever was a time to stand for truth, this writer says, it is now. And it goes back to what I call the real truth, the source of truth. The 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus was right on target when he made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, that's my challenge to you each and every day on this broadcast, is to defend the truth and stand for truth and the realization that there is a need for truth in our great nation today. Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalteth, lifts up, glorifies a nation, but sin is the reproach. It is a dishonor. It is an insult. It's a shame for any people. And ladies and gentlemen, we've been living in that state of shame and dishonor and reproach, I believe, for years now, in the attempt to eviscerate truth. We need to stand for truth and listen to truth and learn the truth, seek the truth. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're living in an era that more and more there is a need, a demand that we seek the truth, listen to the truth, and stand for the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions in relationship to the power backup equipment, as well as the professional and homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right here in the heart of Mandarin. There's a gigantic flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. It's a good benchmark. I'm told the flagpole is about 165 feet in the air. Old Glory, the U.S. flag is flowing 24/7. Ladies and gentlemen, at the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It is a family-friendly environment that you're working in at Tools for Time. They're closed on Sunday, allowing all of the family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the children of God, and the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the Twitter files, the biggest First Amendment violation in U.S. history, as Tucker Carlson calls it. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been watching today, we've been listening in the past 24 to 48 hours, some of the news that is breaking. And by the way, listen very carefully. You will not find one word spoken on CNN about these revelations with Elon Musk and Twitter. You'll not find anything on most of the channels, most of the news outlets. You'll not find anything about that which we're talking about today. There seems to be crickets, that is, total silence, in relationship to the breaking news that really affects the future of America. Perhaps there's nothing else in recent months or years in relationship to news breaking stories. But we've been told to simply be silent. We've been told, and I say we, I'm talking about conservatives, Christians, patriots, we've been told to be silent. Just sit in the corner, say nothing, see nothing, do nothing. But ladies and gentlemen, we are finding now that multitudes of documents are being produced that tell us really what's been taking place. By the way, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, your comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. What do you know about Elon Musk and his revelation releasing documents that linked to Joe Biden, the administration, Joe Biden administration, the Biden campaign, the DNC, and its campaign for Joe Biden? They are linked to Twitter and their connectivity that silenced we the people in relationship to what we were trying to get across in the news media through social media in particular. We're told to be silent, sit in the corner, be silent, say nothing, shut up. We've been admonished again and again and again that our elections, listen, you've heard this, our elections are free. Our elections are fair. Our elections are honest. Nothing to see. So don't you dare question the 2020 elections. Don't you dare question the 2022 midterm elections. There was no election fraud, we're told. The election was not stolen at all, we're told. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tuck this in. We've been told that it's misinformation, it's disinformation. If you stand for truth, we're told it's misinformation and disinformation if you put on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or any of the other social media platforms or the big tech platforms. We've been told that you cannot say anything or question the election. You cannot question the lockdowns. You cannot question the face mask. You cannot question the COVID-19 death jab. You cannot question the efficacy of the vaccine. You cannot question any of these things because it's considered misinformation and disinformation, and we're told to shut up, be silent, sit in the corner, and say nothing. Now, I don't know if that has affected you, ladies and gentlemen, but I can tell you, even today, 8 out of 10 emails that I try to forward to others, if there is in that email anything about the Biden administration, anything that questions what is being done, if there's anything in that email or that text message that questions or challenges the administration, it is blocked. As of today, that's been taking place now for about a year and a half to 2 years majorly. I receive some 150 to 300 emails a day. I respond to about 50 to 75 of them a day, and about 8 out of 10 are blocked as we speak. That's censorship. That is a control of the free speech. And ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand that's been happening for some times now, and we need to be careful and not simply nonchalantly say, that doesn't affect me. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if we lose our Bill of Rights, if we lose the First Amendment, the freedom of speech, if we lose our religious liberties, we as Christians have no outlet to preach and to teach and to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You remember in the Luke's passage, chapter 2, in relationship to the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the shepherds were told, it's good news to bring great joy to all people. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the privilege we have as Christians, to share the good news that brings great joy to all people. And if we've been shut down, if we've been silenced, if we've been censored, it is simply the starting point. There must be an intervention if we're going to save America and understand, as Tucker Carlson said, this has been the biggest First Amendment violation in U.S. history. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
How you doing this morning, Dr. Youngblood?
Doing well. I pray that you are.
Doing well. Thank you for asking. Thank you for taking my call. It's amazing how those that are came here legally from other countries understand the fundamental rights of our Constitution better than your average citizen that was born here, especially this younger generation. Elon Musk, I know of his past. He came from South Africa there, but the man seems to genuinely regard our Constitution as something to be honored, and he's putting his fortune and his fame out on the line, just like our forefathers did in the early 1700s, by denying a representation, you know, taxation without representation in the colonial monarchy from England itself. People need to wake up and realize that these people in the government who are not elected are using their authority and then hiding behind, well, it's a private company. It's a privately owned company. They can do what they want, but they're turning around and telling that company, you need to censor these people because it benefits us because we know best. You know, once again, the amount of things. You look at Paul, when Paul was going through and establishing all the churches throughout Turkey and Asia Minor, there were people that followed him around doing the exact same types of subversion there, distorting the word of
You're
God.
You're exactly right. That's right.
And turning around and censoring people there. This is no different. These people are busybodies, and they should not be in their job. Doing what they've done.
In Paul's era, they were called the Judaizers that were following him around and trying to undermine and destroy all they said. One of the things, Jim, that's a serious difference, they were doing that, and it was one-on-one. Today, this is being done with Twitter, with Instagram, with Facebook, or some call it the, what is it, the farce book or the phony book or fake book. And other means of communication. Keep in mind, and I know that our listeners may already have discovered or determined this, back years ago, our freedom of speech was exercised primarily, as we'd find it, not on radio, not on television, because it was prior to that. You'd go into the marketplace, the center square, with a placard on your back or on your face, on your front portion. They called them the sandwich billboards that would hang over the shoulders, or you'd hold signs up, and you would be talking about what is taking place. You'd be challenging the politicians. It would be messages from the pastor's pulpits that Sunday. But it was the market square. It was the center square. It was the marketplace in which we had the privilege of having our freedom of speech exercised, that along with the press, and the press in that era, because all of the fonts were made by hand in order to do the printing of the press and the news media, but it was the placards mainly. That is what we find today through Facebook, Instagram, et cetera, and Twitter, and those are our marketplace. That is the market square. And here's the thing, and you understand it. I'm sure some of our listeners may or may not even know this is taking place. But under the Section 230, it is called, where they are considered free speech agents, and they can say whatever they want to say. That's okay. until we have in walking Joe Biden and the DNC and the Biden administration as president, where they have a direct line. And I've got articles, probably 25 or 30 articles on my desk before me right now about that, where they have that direct line with Jack Dorsey and others with Twitter, and they say, this is a problem. Would you take care of that? Then a tweet comes back, handled, handled, handled. So it is free speech, and it's our free speech and the censorship of the free speech that we're watching take place, and I've been watching that for about 3 years plus. So the point being, and I know that this is, you've hit the nail on the head, and this is what our listeners need to understand, it's the interference with our free speech that is problematic. If these big tech, social medias, et cetera, if they were doing that, then the average person says, well, that's their freedom. It's a free enterprise. It's their business. They can do that. But you can't do that if there's an interlocutive with the federal government or any agency thereof that's telling them what to do. It becomes an arm of the federal government, and therefore it's an interference with our Bill of Rights. What do you? How do you respond to that? What do you say to our listeners?
What I say is you're absolutely correct on every point there. But the minute that this private company, they're using that statute, which one did you say it was? 21? They're using that to say they can publish.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever they change the content, do they not become an editorial? And at that point, they should lose that status there.
That's right.
You know, they're accepting money in the form of advertisement, but then they're turning around and they're listening to someone in the government say, we don't want this Hunter Biden laptop story, or we don't want this Katie Hobbs, you know, hiding in the basement, or Joe hiding in the basement. We don't want these things being shown or known to the public there. Then you're suppressing, you know, you're actually suppressing
it is the federal knowledge. Right. It's the federal government suppressing free speech, which is absolutely forbidden in our First Amendment. Jim, I want to take a moment, read a headline and two or three brief paragraphs of a five-page article. Title of the article says, Elon Musk, : Twitter is Twitter in battle for the future of civilization. Elon Musk measures to protect free speech on Twitter, including the elimination of its COVID misinformation policy. The White House is promising to keep a close eye on the social media platform. The new Twitter owner made it clear he believes the stakes are high. Quote, this is a battle for the future of civilization. If free speech is lost, every American, tyranny is all that lies ahead, he tweeted. At the White House on Monday, Rutgers reporter asked the question to the press secretary, White House press secretary, what it was going to do about Musk's efforts to open up debate on the platform. This is what the press, White House press secretary said. There's a researcher at Stanford University who says that this is a critical moment in terms of ensuring that Twitter does not become a vector of misinformation, end quote. So how do you respond to this, where Elon Musk says it's the battle for the future of the civilization, and where the White House press secretary basically says, we're already investigating whether or not Twitter now is becoming a vector for misinformation. So how do you respond to this article?
I respond to that article and with the basics that I had originally stated in my first part there, that Elon Musk is putting his reputation and his money in front of the U.S. government, and I do believe that you'll see, you know, there's quite a possibility that you'll see a reaction from them in the form of a raid on his headquarters or on mm-hmm. his person, mm-hmm. The possibility of the State Department trying to revoke his citizenship mm-hmm. or revoke his grants or funding that he gets from, you know, SpaceX. They'll try to ruin his reputation with his Tesla company. I mean, you already see Hollywood turning against him. Who was it, that one little girl? I traded in my Tesla and bought me a VW. So she, because she disagreed with him. And I'm like thinking, well, hold on here. Volkswagen was founded by Adolf Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
So you're changing one for another on the basis of you're trading in and throwing away your Tesla because you don't like free speech, but yet you're going to buy a Volkswagen. Not say that that's Volkswagen's concept, but, you know, it's relevancy.
Yes.
And these people, they're out here and they're pressing against him, and this man is putting everything on the line. And I think it's sad that our government is even speaking the way they are in this form. To me, it just shows me that we're on the wrong path.
Absolutely. It's sad that it's speaking that way, but when we understand, in fact, very recently, I'd heard one person, I've forgotten who the commentator was, that said that we talk about the dumb things that the Biden administration is doing, the stupid things they're doing, the things that they're doing that seem so far out that many times people have asked the question, well, it looks like they would know better, et cetera. They are geniuses in what they're doing. Their plan is to destroy the fundamental foundation of America, to destroy the warp and the woof of our constitutional republic. Their plan is being carried out, and the major, major part of that plan is total 100% censorship of the citizens so that we cannot communicate to each other, with each other, or know what is taking place. And that's what took place before the election. That's what took place during the election. That's what's taken place, in my opinion, after the election of 2020 and even into the 2022 election. But the thing that I call to your attention, Jim, and to the listeners, this article starts out, Elon Musk measured to protect free speech on Twitter, including, hear this, including the elimination of its COVID misinformation policy. See, much of what is being said today about the revelations coming out of the opening of the Twitter accounts, a lot of what's being said is talking about the Hunter Biden laptop and how that was, as they called it, the laptop from hell, because it proves that Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Jim Biden, that is Joe Biden, the president, all were involved in hundreds of millions of dollars that were being siphoned out of the Ukraine, out of Russia, out of Venezuela, and out of China. And now it is being discovered. But it went far more than that, Jim. It was where we had total sequestration of anything that's called truth about COVID and the source of COVID and the COVID jab. And so I, for one, I rejoice. I don't know what the end results will be. I believe, just as you've said, there's going to be every attempt possible to undermine, tear down, and destroy Elon Musk and his voice through Twitter. But it is my prayer that he will be successful in peeling the onion and letting the world know what's taking place out of Washington. Jim, one other question, and I'll let you go. Do you believe that the Republicans will do anything about this?
Which Republicans are we talking about? Are we talking about the milquetoasts like Romney and Murkowski and Collins, or are we talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene and individuals like her, the Freedom Caucus? I believe the Freedom Caucus will try, but they seem to be, I don't know, got one half the Republicans looking at them and saying they're divisive, and then the other half are, well, I'll only support them in the backroom deals there. I don't want to get my hands dirty, and I think that a lot of them will lose that backbone, and they'll go along to get along. And,
unfortunately, you're right. I believe they'll start out. In fact, right now, there's that conversation with all of the talking heads, especially the one that's wanting to McCarthy. What's his name that's wanting to be the Speaker of the House?
Kevin
McCarthy. He's saying, we're going to investigate. We're going to do this, we're going to do that. He's got about half of the Republicans that want him out on his ears. And I don't blame them, because he was part of the problem that prevented Trump from being able to accomplish what Trump wanted to do and trying to clean the sewer in D.C. when Trump was president. So the thing that I'm looking for is, as you said, Republicans with spine, with a backbone, that will take a stand, say something, and do something, and not just have talk. Talk is cheap. It's time, I believe, that we do something. Jim, thank you
sir.
So much for your input today. And we need to pray seriously about what is happening with this, because it can mean the unfurling, the unpeeling of the onion that will bring about truth, finally, about all of these issues. But thank you so much for calling. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Twitter files, the biggest First Amendment violation in U.S. history. As some have put it, we've been Twitter-pated. And I believe that it's time that we expose the truth and deal with it from a truth level. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.